This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've been doing a devotional study of the book of Titus. So far, we have answered the question, what does this book of the Bible teach about God the Father and God the Son, Jesus Christ? Now let's look what it teaches about God the Holy Spirit. He is mentioned two times in this book, in chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. It says, God saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior. Once we turn from our own futile efforts of doing sufficient righteous deeds to earn God's salvation and trust in the kind provision of his salvation through his Son Jesus Christ, he is reborn. The Holy Spirit makes that happen and then starts a renewing process of restoring the image of God in us, making us more Christ-like. In case you think you don't have enough of the Holy Spirit working in you to produce change, Paul points out that he has been poured out on us generously. If you are a Christian, you have all of the Holy Spirit within you. The question is, how much of your life does the Holy Spirit have control over? How much have you surrendered to his control? When you reflect upon this, it becomes evident that living the Christian life, becoming what God wants you to be, is not the result of your strained effort, but rather it is the product of the Holy Spirit. You need to surrender to his control and cooperate with him in what he is doing in you and through you. He is the one who makes it all happen. Thank God for his Spirit's presence and renewing work in and through you.